Baltimore Music Hall will be celebrating Valentine's Day with a concert called A Broadway Valentine. This will be just before Valentine's Day on Sunday, February the 12th at 6:30 p.m. at First Christian Church, 5802 Roland Avenue. It's such a pleasure to have in the studio the founder and executive director of Baltimore Music Hall, Thea Talman-Moore, who is also a soprano and will be taking part in this concert. So lovely to see you again, Thea. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
So I know that the raison d'etre for founding this group was to explore art song in its widest form. And really, these Broadway tunes are, in a sense, America's art song, aren't they?
Yes, I completely agree. And these composers like George Gershwin, Cole Porter, Richard Rodgers, Irving Berlin, they set text in such a masterful way. They captured the sort of natural rhythms and inflections of speech and made these just timeless melodies that were accessible to all.
I want to focus on some of the composers that you will be presenting, starting with Harold Arlen.
Yes. So actually, one of the inspirations for this concert came from this collection of original versions of Harold Arlen's songs. So what was so interesting to me is these songs like Get Happy and Stormy Weather included what was called a sectional verse, which was found at the beginning of the song. It was almost like a recitative is to an aria, and it would bridge the gap between the spoken lines in the play and the song proper. And when these songs were taken out of context as the years went by, the verses were no longer performed. So it was really fun to sort of rediscover that and to be able to perform these songs in the way that audiences would have heard them at the time.
And Harvey Schmidt?
Yes, so from The Fantastics, the longest running Broadway show, off-Broadway, actually. So we'll be doing a duet from that as well.
And then Irving Berlin, I mean, yes. Really, he's one of the true masters of
absolutely.
This form.
I mean, he wrote over 1,500 songs alone. He wrote his own words as well, but all of these master composers partnered with just the best and brightest lyricists of the time.
So when you are singing what we think of as traditional Lied, like Schubert or mm-hmm. Schumann or someone like that, do you have to have something of a different approach for an American art song?
That's a good question. I think that with these musical theater songs, the emphasis really is on the words and bringing these incredible texts to life. They're so witty and clever and funny and bittersweet. And I think one of the things that also is so remarkable is how uplifting they are and hopeful. And especially when you consider the time during which they were written, the Great Depression, World War II. I mean, more than ever, people were turning to music as a way to escape. And I'll be singing Over the Rainbow by Arlen. And I think that's such a beautiful example of that, because people wanted and needed to believe that something better was just around the bend and happier times were to come. And I think that that still resonates with us today.
A concert that is being billed as an hour of unforgettable Broadway tunes is being presented by Baltimore Music Hall. This is A Broadway Valentine. It will be on Sunday, February the 12th at 6:30 p.m. at First Christian Church. That's at 5802 Roland Avenue. More information is on their website, baltimoremusichall.org. It's been such a pleasure to speak to soprano and their founder and executive director, Thea Talman-Moore. Have a great concert.
Thank you, Judith.